This is John Horn speaking with you, bringing you another message from the Word of God. Did you know that salvation is free? Yes, friends, with all that that word can possibly convey. Now, we didn't say that the salvation of God is cheap. We said salvation is free. Let me put it this way. Supposing I were on a sinking ship and a boat pulled alongside proposing to take me off for a large sum, deliverance might be impossible. The figure might be altogether too high. Upon such terms, I must perish. To be in peril of a watery grave is a serious matter. To be in peril of a lost eternity is more serious still. But we're glad to be able to tell you today that none need perish, for Christ has died. However, let's go ahead a little further now, along the thought that we have been seeking to stress, that salvation, the salvation of God is free, the salvation of God is universal, the salvation of God is instantaneous, and thank God the salvation may be yours in a second of time if you bow to the terms of God, trust His Son, receive Him as your own personal Savior. Shall I read you then a simple text found in the Word of God, the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, Chapter 6, and the end verse says, "For the wages of sin is death," that's sure and that's certain, "but the gift of God is eternal life," and that's true and certain too, "through Jesus Christ our Lord." Now let me repeat the verse once again, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Now I don't think it's necessary to point out the difference between wages and a gift. For instance, if you're employed with a reliable company, you work for a certain wage at the end of the week or 2 weeks or however you may be paid, you receive those wages. Those wages are coming to you. On the other hand, we'll suppose that your employer gives you unconditionally a gift of $100. Then, of course, you didn't earn that. And so, when you come to the Word of God, and especially in this marvelous epistle, this is what is called the Gospel Epistle, and begin right at the very first chapter, reading right through to where we have read to you today, you would find there the terms upon which God reaches and saves men and women who bow to Him, who trust His beloved Son, and obtain the forgiveness of sins that He has purchased, dearly purchased. And so we said a moment ago that while salvation is free, it is very, very costly. Now listen, friends, it is not costly to you, but costly to our God and costly to His blessed Son. It cost God all He had, one Son and only Son. And He said, "Last of all, I will send my Son, and surely they will reverence Him." Well, you know the story. They said, "We'll not have this man to reign over us." And so, rather than give him the throne, they gave him a shameful, painful cross and heaped upon him indescribable ignominy. The blessed Son of the eternal God was treated thus by man, his creature. But you know, while man was displaying his perfect hatred and expressing what was in his heart, you know, Calvary tells out the highest expression of God's love to a guilty world and God's love to you. He loved the world of sinners lost and ruined by the fall. Yes, thank God, salvation in its fullest cost is wrought out for you by His death. And He would like you to know and enjoy the peace of sins forgiven today. Listen to this then. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We want you to know that you'll never come into the good of salvation. You'll never enjoy the eternal life unless you come to the Lord Jesus as a helpless and a hopeless and an undone sinner and bow to Him and receive from His hand of love the eternal life that He gives. "I give unto them eternal life," said our Lord Jesus Christ, "and they shall never perish." Trust Him today, and salvation is yours.